Signature Bank is Chicago's fastest growing independently owned business bank. You have a true partnership with a team that is invested in your success. I'm Dan Proft, and I know this because Signature Bank is my business bank.
I'm Kevin Bestuga, co-founder of Signature Bank. There's no better place to be for the holidays than Chicago. Signature Bank is wishing you a safe, healthy, and happy holiday season.
Signature Bank helps local businesses succeed. Let Signature Bank turn your business vision into reality this holiday season. Visit signaturebank.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, today at 3, right before Sean Thompson at 4 on AM 560. The Answer.
Yeah, don't forget later on today, in for Sean, it's John Anthony. He's a good man from 4 to 7 here on the Afternoon Answer. Ray Ray here. Today I identify as a Dan and Amy. I can identify as anything I want these days, right? So why not? Little money to boot, can't go wrong. If you'd like, you can give us a call, 312-642-5600 or text 646-3600. Start your text with DA for Dan and Amy, and away you go. Up next, our guest James Brevard is a member of the USA Today Board of Contributors, just talking about how taxpayers are feeling the pain of politicians with all this spending and the absurdity of this omnibus package. $1.7 billion and maybe more. This was a New York Post article. Some of the money and some of the spending are just ridiculous, but it does give us some fun. Stuff like the Michelle Obama trail, which, you know, we need. We need some of this. Let me get this right. Well, it's $3.6 million for the Michelle Obama trail. And then it's $200 billion budgeted for the Gender Equality and Equity Action Fund. Everything that we need to keep this nation running smoothly. Without further ado, James, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Answer. How are you, my friend?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're very welcome. Let's talk about this bill and get into it a little bit. I thought maybe this cold weather would stall the omnibus, but to no avail.
Well, it's hard to stall congressmen desperate to buy votes and to force taxpayers to pay for monuments with congressmen's name.
You know, this only works until some of these monuments then get tore down. Then what?
I think it might be a long wait in San Francisco for the Speaker Nancy Pelosi federal building. It's a heck of a thing. The members of Congress are so arrogant that what they do is take our tax dollars and build monuments to their own generosity and then put their name on it. And it's like, have they no shame?
To themselves. You know, I also read into this. Of course, I didn't read the whole thing because it is very, very long. But am I right also to understand that the head of the IRS now has a personal chauffeur 24/7, 364?
Well, that is correct. There was a specific provision in the bill which said that the Commissioner of Internal Revenue is authorized to have a chauffeur, but there is no relief for taxpayers who get run over by IRS agents trying to make their quota for seizing people's paychecks and bank accounts.
James, you're much more astute at this than I am. We're talking with James Vard. Maybe you can tell me what the earmark of $2 million is. And when you're talking about $2 million in a bill this big, it's just chump change, let's face it. But what's the $2 million for the Office of New York City Mayor Eric Adams for improving coordination between social agencies to support children and families? What exactly is that?
Well, it's important to keep in mind that some of the local bureaucrats in New York City have a lot of trouble with email. So maybe this $2 million can teach them how to send email from one agency to the other.
Maybe I can get them to work for my mom. She has a hard time working her phone. Maybe that, you know, it really is unbelievable. And let's face it, even if you look back to the Trump administration, I'm a fan, the spending was ridiculous. How do they pass this with a straight face and shove it down the throats of Americans, and how do we accept it?
Well, it's even worse as far as passing it with a straight face because they pass it without even bothering to read it, and they don't really know what's in it. And I'm sure in the next few weeks that we're going to be learning that there was this provision in the bill and that provision, and oh, my God, if Congress had only known, but they're utterly reckless And these are people who have contempt for the American people. There were a number of members of Congress who spoke up and protested against it. They got rolled. Biden is doing his latest victory lap on this. And But as far as how it happens, this is how this system is programmed to work. I mean, this is not a defect. This is a system feature, and it's been going on like this with these huge budget bills at the end of the year that nobody reads before they vote for. It's been going on for on a regular basis for 10 years, and sporadically for 30 years. So, but you know, bottom line is people don't have enough contempt for Congress, because this is absolutely contemptuous.
You know, now when I say, I wake up and I read this and I say, son of a Mitch, M-I-T-C-H, I mean, Mitch just rolled on this thing too. How, I mean, give it some kind of a fight. I mean, this looks really bad for the Republicans as well.
Yes. I mean, most of the members in the House did not support the bill. Some, like Chip Roy, had very eloquent statements against it. But you got Mitch McConnell. Basically, it would have been possible for the GOP to stop this bill if they had if most of the GOP senators had held together and filibustered.
Jim Bavard is our guest here. Jim, I guess I got to ask, as I look through some of the soliloquy of this bill, what in the world is the COVID-19 American History Project? Can you clear that up for me?
What is that? There's so many boondoggles in this bill, and I was racing on deadline, reading through this 4,000 pages, and this is something which popped up, and I'm thinking, like, again, have they no shame? So this is Congress is spending $1.5 million for a COVID-19 American History Project, and I was trying to figure out what they do, and I'm guessing that they'll have rows of Fauci bobbleheads. So, but the thing that they won't have is the internal details of how the CDC, FDA, National Institute for Health browbeat Twitter and other places to censor any critics of federal COVID policy, to censor any critics of the vaccine mandates. This is a history which we need to know as American citizens, and this is the last history that Congress will get for us.
I never thought we'd be talking about Twitter as if it acted as a third arm of the FBI. It really is ridiculous. But, you know, maybe James, maybe what we could do is we could take the history of COVID, because sometimes we don't teach history that much in schools anymore, but we can take history, package that into some kind of a family-friendly drag show, and knock out two birds with one stone.
Hey, that's a better idea than anything I saw in that 4,000-page bill.
Oh, man, we are. I think Merle Haggard said it best when he said we're rolling downhill like a snowball headed to hell.
That's a great line. He had a lot of great lines.
He did. You've got the Nancy Pelosi Fellowship Program. You've got a building being named after her. You've got the Michelle Obama Trail. You know, really, shouldn't that be here in Chicago? We're getting the Obama Adoration Center here. So I guess we don't need the trail that leads up to it as well.
Wow. Adoration Center is a nice term. It was interesting back this summer when the FBI raided Trump's home and down Mar-a-Lago to see some of the controversies about what happened to the Biden administration's presidential papers, which were, I guess, stuffed into a warehouse someplace there in the South Side for several years, and we still haven't seen them yet.
Well, we need to go raid that place so we know what he's taken.
Yeah, that's an idea. I think... make sure you have some extra thick Kevlar.
Yeah, no doubt. The bill also grants Food and Drug Administration agents sweeping new power over cosmetics.
Yeah, it's interesting. Congress likes to pass out new power without any thought in these kind of 4,000-page bills, because people don't read them. People just let them slip through, and then months or years later, oh, we didn't know there was a law for this. But it's a heck of a thing to give all this new power to the FDA after the FDA helped cause a horrendous shortage of infant formula, as well as and even worse, the FDA rubber stamped the boosters for COVID with based on tests on 8 mice instead of human beings.
You know, it's amazing to me. If you've watched any amount of TV over the holiday period or listened to any amount of terrestrial radio, the amount of money being spent to push these vaccines, where they get this money? Well, they get it. Well, now we know we get it from a $1.7 trillion spending deal. But the amount of money spent to tell Americans how to live their lives on behalf of big government is absolutely ridiculous, and it is stupid.
Well, it's stupid, and it's a threat. Well, it's a violation of people's rights and liberties, and it's a threat to their health, because there were almost no human health tests for these for the last round of boosters for these COVID vaccines, and there is a lot. There is growing evidence of problems from the long series of COVID injections people have gotten.
You know, and it is really ridiculous how, you know, the tail wags a dog, because it's my body, my choice. I was working at a radio station that you know, much like I'm here filling in, this place doesn't ask me for my vaccine status. It really is ridiculous, the overreach that we've been through in the last 2 years that's come out of this whole COVID thing. Did you ever think in your life you'd see something like this?
I didn't think it would get this bad. I mean, I was, at first it made me flash back to 9/11, the period after 9/11, where so many people in Washington were so servile to the government and put the president and all the federal agencies on a pedestal.
Right.
But things got worse with COVID, because with the vaccine mandate, with the arguments used, and with the secrecy. I mean, there have been so many federal cover-ups to hide the evidence of how the policies were made, how the strings were pulled, and there is so little interest in the vaccine injury cases that have been reported. It's almost like it's a sin to talk about those.
Reading your article in the New York Post, of course, you're a contributor as well to the USA Today. James, this is a far-reaching question. You don't have to answer this if you don't want. James Bavard is here. But do you think any of this, and I know this is what the conspiracy theorists believe, do you think any of this was a test to see how we would act under such government control as to maybe a gateway to socialism?
Gateway hell. It's like it's a milepost. I mean, with all the stuff the government's done in recent decades, going back to the 1930s, I mean, we're long a ways on the road to socialism. I don't know if it was a test. My gut sense is that it was not. It was just like a series of federal power grabs that turned into an avalanche. But I might be wrong. So
it was really unbelievable. I have a house in northern Wisconsin, many, many miles away from where we broadcast this morning. And if you went up there and you didn't have your phone in your pocket and you didn't turn on the news, it was like life just went along as normal. There were no fights at the grocery stores. Nobody was asking you what your vax situation was. And I think that's why there was such an exodus out of Illinois this year. We lost another 104,000 people. It's just continuing to suck people away to other states. I think people get tired of these blue state ridiculous policies. But hey, man, I'm stuck here for the short term, and we'll see how it goes. Buddy, I appreciate your expertise on this bill this morning.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. It was a fun way to start the post-Christmas week.
All right, brother, be well. That is James Bavard. You can find him at Jim, B-O-V-A-R-D. And Jim joined us on the turnkey.pro answer line here on WIND.
There's only one radio show in Chicago talking about today's biggest stories and telling you what they really mean. That show is this one. Chicago's Morning Answer on AM 560. The Answer.
Signature Bank is Chicago's fastest growing independently owned business bank. It's a bank where relationships still matter. I'm Dan Proft, and I know this because Signature Bank is my business bank.
And this is Brian Duncan, co-founder of Signature Bank. We wish you the very best this holiday season from Signature Bank, Chicago's business bank.
Signature Bank helps local businesses succeed. Let Signature Bank turn your business vision into reality this holiday season. Visit signaturebank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.